Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio with us this morning, we have Alec Petty and Alex Ravello. They came in this morning from the Sitka Sound Science Center. They're both scientists doing really interesting work. I'm so excited to have you both here. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you.
And so, Alec, you just got here, right?
Yes, 2 days ago.
And what are you doing here in Sitka?
Yeah, so a bit about me. I'm Alec Petty. I'm a CI scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. I've been in America for the last 3 years now. I'm here as a scientist in residency at the Sitka Science Center. So I'm here for the next 3 weeks. I want to essentially talk about the work I do. So I mainly study Arctic sea ice, how much sea ice there is in the Arctic and how that's changing over time. I want to give some talks to some school kids, and also I'm giving a public seminar towards the end of the month about that work. But I also want to find out how Arctic sea ice might matter for people that live in Alaska. Obviously, there are changes in the Arctic, and that impacts what's happening in Alaska, too. And so I want to talk a bit about that and maybe engage with some of the citizens of Sitka to see how they think that might be impacting their lives.
Yeah, and I'm sure Sitkins will have some ideas to share with you. And you were telling me earlier this morning that you have been to Alaska before or been to this region before on a couple different trips. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so I've been to Fairbanks before. That was the Arctic Science Summit Week, a really interesting week of science talks. But also maybe more interesting was I went on a research expedition around the Beaufort Sea. So the Beaufort Sea is that the seas north of Alaska. And I was a sea ice observer on that trip. So I've been twice in 2014 and 2016. My role there is to report on what the sea ice conditions are like. So we actually take visual observations of the sea ice cover. We report on, you know, how much they've melted out, how thick the ice is. And we do that every day, actually every hour, as we travel through the Arctic. Part of my job is also, we actually get out on the ice too. So a really fun thing is we fly out with helicopters and we land on the sea ice. And we take ice cores, and we also deploy buoys straight into the ice, which travel around the Arctic.
And when you say that you're taking samples on an hourly basis, does that same expedition go each summer to track changes over time?
It does, yeah. So it's been going for about 9 years now. I didn't go this year. I had some other work I had to do. But yeah, it's definitely trying to track how sea ice is changing in the region, how also the fresh water is changing in the region. The Mackenzie River outflow is a big contributor to the freshwater dynamics of the region. And a lot of people on the ship are looking at the ecosystems under the ice, how things like phytoplankton and higher trophic species are kind of evolving under the ice and how that might be changing over time too.
And do you know yet how that is changing?
Well, the sea ice is definitely declining. That's a fairly obvious signal. So that was very apparent in 2016 when we actually really struggled to find any sea ice. Mm. So we have a kind of set course that we tend to take because there are regions that we have to go to deploy sensors. And for me, it was kind of a boring cruise in 2016 because there wasn't any sea ice to report on. So my logbook was pretty empty. And it meant also that when we landed on the sea ice with our helicopters, things were pretty precarious too. So we were landing on sea ice because we had to deploy some buoys into the ice. And that sea ice was around 30 centimeters thick, which is like the lower limit of what's safe to work on. So that made things pretty interesting.
But the expeditions are still happening, even though there's less and less ice.
Yes, but they might have to change slightly where the expedition goes.
Yeah.
For those on board that care about the sea ice. But, you know, there are other people that also are really interested in just seeing how the ocean is changing from an ice covered to an open ocean and how that impacts things, too.
Yeah, and before we move on to Alex Ravello, who is going to be in Sitka for a little bit longer, it seems, than just October, I want to ask you, you seem to be from England, I think.
Yes.
why are you so interested in ice?
Oh, good question. So my background, I did physics back in England, and I was very interested in computer modeling. We did a lot of computer modeling in my physics program. And around that time that I was finishing my degree and looking for starting a PhD, that was when we saw these rapid declines in Arctic sea ice. So we had this huge minimum in 2007. And we had some talks at university about that. And it was clear that there was like an interesting societal need to understand what was happening in the Arctic. And so I just figured that, you know, with my kind of interest in computer modeling and data analysis, this was a really important way of applying that to a, you know, to an interesting and important societal problem.
That's Alec Petty, and he'll be offering various talks to high school and middle school students next week, and also offering a natural history seminar on the 26th at UAS, right?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And Alex Ravello, you just moved here from Fairbanks, right?
Yes.
And tell us about yourself.
Well, I just finished a postdoctoral fellowship at UAF. I did my PhD also at UAF in Arctic marine invertebrates. I'm a community ecologist, so I can study really anything. Everything interests me. And I came to Sitka to work primarily on two projects. One is as the director of the scientist in residency program. So I get to interact and engage with amazing scientists from all over the world that are interested in coming in Sitka. We get a lot of applicants, and it's very interesting.
And Alec is your first resident of this autumn, right?
Correct.
Great.
Yeah. And the other project I'll be working on is a BLAST project. So that's biomedical learning and teaching. And for that, we're going to recruit 3 undergraduate students that would be interested in getting involved in scientific research. We're going to be looking at the nutritional quality of kelp, of Macrocystis. And the students will take charge of their project. They'll go out to sample. They'll analyze data. They'll go to a conference to present their results. And we'll work in collaboration with UC Santa Cruz, looking at a larger data set of kelp from northern Mexico all the way to Sitka.
And so Sitka is sort of the farthest north area where this kelp is in abundance, right?
Correct, yeah. So what we're interested in looking at is not only how the nutritional quality of kelp changes seasonally throughout the year, and we're also interested in seeing how this nutritional quality compares up here in Alaska, where it's not the most optimal conditions for the kelp to grow. And compare that to California, where the kelp forest of Macrocystis there are huge and they do really well. So we want to see how that changes.
Mm-hmm. And so you're recruiting undergrads who need to be in Sitka, right?
Right, because the idea is that they'll go out sampling as a team, all 3 of them, every month. So there'll be monthly samples. And so ideally, they will be students here, and they will have access to a boat. And they don't have to be full-time students or traditional students. They just have to be excited about science and wanting to see where that goes. Yeah.
And to spend a lot of time sampling the kelp, right? They will be going out onto the water and getting kelp samples on a regular basis.
Right. Ideally, they will want to jump in the water and we'll give them dry suits. And it probably will be snorkeling and just collecting blades of kelp to bring back. And then we'll do some lab analysis that we'll actually send to UC Santa Cruz. And they'll give us the results of the analysis.
Great. And so if anyone is interested in that, or also in Alec Petty's various talks coming up, they can go to the Sitka Sound Science Center website, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that was Alex Ravello. She's the person to be in touch with if you're interested in the nutritional kelp study. And she just moved here from Fairbanks. Welcome to Sitka.
Thank you.
And welcome to you, Alec. You just got here a couple days ago. It's been sunny all the time.
Yeah, here it's like that all the time.
Oh, very much. Yeah, sunny every day. Thank you all so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been great to be here.
All right. Thanks.